Okay, good morning. It's Sunday, September 12, 2021, 10:36 a.m. This is a special meeting of the KPFK Delegates Assembly. This meeting was convened to fill a vacancy. Under the bylaws, it says that we must immediately elect someone if there is a vacancy on the Pacifica National Board. Local Station Board member Jim Osborne submitted a resignation late last week, and he was also serving as the PMB director for KPFK, and so we've called this meeting. The Delegates Assembly is all the members of the local station board essentially are elected as delegates, and the delegates have the power to elect directors to the Pacifica National Board or to fill the replacements if there's a vacancy. So Janine Arone, our secretary, will call the roll. You have to unmute, Janine. Yep.
Thank you. Michael Adler. Alan Beek.
Alan, you're on mute.
Alan Beek is here.
Thank you. Sandy Childs?
Here.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Here.
Thank you. Jan Goodman? Eric C. Jacobson?
Here.
Sorry, did I hear Jan at the end of that? Okay, so I have Eric C. Jacobson, Avelia Jones. I thought I saw her on the call. Just want to give her another moment. Kiana or Avelia Jones? Okay. Ali Lexa?
Present.
Thank you. Barbara Marbach?
Present.
Thank you. Michael Novick is
present.
Here. Rob Macon, who is our newly seated member. I know, Michael, you were in touch with him, and he was on this. He was CC'd today.
Yes, I spoke to him a couple minutes ago. He said he would be on the call, and
okay.
I assume he'll be joining us momentarily, hopefully.
Robert Payne.
Robert Payne put in the chat that he's present and listening. He seems to be on a computer that doesn't have audio, maybe. I don't know. We've asked him before to try to call in.
This is Beth. In order for him to his presence to be legal, he has to be audible.
Okay, so I will call him. I'll skip for now and see if he can join us, and then I'll recall him. Lydia Ponce?
I'm muted.
She's there muted.
No, it's just that you started recording and I kept pressing the button to say that I agree to be taped. Yes, I'm here. Present. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, relatives.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present, and Michael Adler's calling in.
Okay, thank you. Rocio Rivas.
Present.
Thank you. Paul Roberson asked for an excused absence, although he did say that he'd try to be on. So I'll see if he's on. Paul Roberson.
Excuse me, Janine. Jan says she doesn't have a proper number to call in. A valid number.
Janine, I just sent her the call in information again. Fred.
Okay. Thank you.
So Paul Roberson is not answering, is not on. Janine Roan is me, present. Mansoor Sabah. Okay. Oscar Ulloa. Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Thank you. Beth Van Guten?
Present.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman?
Here. Present.
Thank you. Keanu Williams? Here. Thank you. And Mo Thomas is present, although, you know, and also Terry Goodman's here. And John Gary. I'll go through the roll call again. Michael Adler?
Present.
Thank you. Jan Goodman?
Janine, Fred, you didn't call my name.
Oh, okay.
Jan Goodman is here.
Adler, Fred Blair is present. Jan Goodman?
Jan is present.
And Fred Thank Blair you. Is Agreed. Present.
Thank you. Avelia Jones? Rob Macon? Robert Payne? Paul Roberson? Mansoor Sabah? Oscar Ulloa? Okay, so we have 18 out of our 24.
Janine, this is Paulina. I just renamed Robert Thane's phone number. He should be on and able to respond now.
Here he is.
Great.
Terrific. We have 19.
Okay, thank you. So there was a proposed agenda that was sent around. I think we begin typically with our land acknowledgement. Lydia, did you want to do that? I think she's at some outdoor ceremony today, so... if she doesn't come on, Lawrence, do you want to say something?
Do you want me to say something about
the land acknowledgement? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would definitely prefer Lydia, but good morning, relatives. As the stewards of this land, we are in Tomba territory, Keech and Hachaman. And I say that we recognize and try to be good stewards of the environment and of the land. And all my.
Thank you. And let me see if I can switch screens here for a second.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
Yes, good morning, everybody. We have not read the mission statement. We had also an emergency meeting not long ago, special meeting. We didn't read the mission statement.
Chair, this is Ellie.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Just pointing out that Avelia Jones has joined the meeting, if you need to acknowledge that. And also mm-hmm. wondering if anybody reached out to Rob Macon.
Yes, I did. I just texted him again. I spoke to him this morning. He said he'd be on the call, and he did, learned that he was the next up and was willing to serve on the local station board and got the emails about this, and I'll just try to reach him one more time.
He's actually on the call. Sorry, Michael. This is Joe. He's on the call. He's muted. I see him.
Okay.
Rob Macon.
What? Is he labeled?
Yes, he is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. So maybe, Rob, if you can unmute yourself. And
What's the key code on a phone to unmute someone, in case he doesn't know?
As far as I know, it's star 6.
Star 6, Rob Macon.
And also note that our interim general manager, Mo Thomas, is here. Thank you, Mo.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay. I just acknowledge that I'm here, and I've been
Great.
Listening.
Thank
I
you,
don't
Mo.
Know. Okay.
Okay, thanks. So there is a proposed agenda, which I guess Bella's asking that we add the reading of the Pacifica mission statement to. Any objections to that addition to the agenda? Hearing none, the any objections to the agenda as a whole? That was the...
Eric to the stack, Michael.
Go ahead, Eric.
The time allotment for the nominees and the candidates for the PNB position is too short, in my opinion, by a good amount. I think it's an important enough role that the nominated people should have an opportunity to speak their piece a little bit about their outlook and intentions and perspective. Mine, I prepared because I was notified I would probably be nominated, runs, I timed it, 8 minutes. It's very positive, and if I say so myself, I think well-spoken, but it does require 8 minutes to recite, and I have it queued up. It wouldn't be longer than that, but that's my situation. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll take that. All right. I want to try to get a little more specific before we go to you, Lawrence. So I'm taking that as a proposal that item six, which is the PME director candidate statements, be lengthened to, let's say, 25 minutes instead of 10.
It depends on the number of other candidates and their preference in terms of time. Obviously, it shouldn't be any less than what I would be requesting.
Okay,
for
yeah,
myself.
That's what I'm saying. That's why don't we make it 25? Go ahead, Lawrence.
I just wanted to provide that space for the candidates. So I'm in agreement with Eric to provide that time allotment. So if you're in agreement with that, Chair, I guess you have to go to the body, right?
Yeah, are there any objections to increasing that time allotment by about 15 minutes? That would make the meeting possibly 90 minutes instead of, I think, 75. So. Any objections to that?
Jan Goodman?
Yes, go ahead, Jan.
I think that we know everybody who is running because they've been on the board for a year. So I would like to make have everyone's statement be like 5 minutes. I think that, nomination and or statement be 5 minutes or less. Because
okay, so,
this is a long meeting.
I understand that. We have, in that case, we're going to take it as an amendment and then a substitute amendment. We'll take a look at Jan's first. Jan is proposing, I think, then only 15 minutes. That would still be an increase of from 10 for the PMB director candidate statements, depending on how many are nominated, 15 to 20 minutes. Alternative would be 25 minutes.
Oscar Ulloa has joined the meeting.
Okay.
Chair,
okay. I see several hands up. Beth von Gunten hasn't spoken yet. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. thank you. Yes, I would like to speak up for hearing from candidates as much as they feel the need to say up to what Eric is proposing. We do have some experience with each other, including, a year of meeting together, but that's not the same as knowing necessarily what people's priorities are, what they see as the issues on the PNB, those kinds of they even their backgrounds. We don't know each other as well as we might. So I would very much like to hear from all the candidates up to and including what Eric is suggesting. Yes, it is a big decision. It makes a big difference on the PNB. And so that's my preference. Thank you.
Okay, I see hands up from Lawrence and Eric Jacobson. I'm wondering if I could get some kind of straw poll on the question of whether people want to extend from.
Can you call the people that
okay,
before
go
you go to your poll?
All right,
so I'm in agreement with Beth I think we know each other clinically and on the surface, but I would definitely like to know more about the candidates and their platform and their understanding of what the work would entail. So I wouldn't want to restrict or constrict the voice of those candidates that are going to be postulating themselves. So I support the 8 minutes. I think it's a reasonable thing. This is a very important position that we are filling that has national implications. So that's my input in regards to that. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Eric, is your hand back up or you just didn't take it down?
It's back up. Just a second. I obviously agree with both Beth and Lawrence. That's all.
All right. Thanks. And then Janine?
I just wanted to say in the chat, it was asked whether there would be a Q&A period for the candidates as well, which would add to that time. So I just wanted to bring it up in case that's something we wanted to consider.
Yeah, I think the idea of the 25 minutes would be some time for responses. There's also a public comment after twice during the meeting in which the members, non-members of the LSB can voice their opinions. So what's on the floor, Kiana has her hand up. Go ahead, Kiana.
Yeah, I would just point out maybe reprioritizing the amount of time that each person gets, instead prioritizing being concise, maybe. That might shorten the time and still get the points made. So if we just maybe shift into that framework.
Okay, thanks. If people could lower their hands after they raise them, because it's very confusing to see all the hands up and not be clear. I will say that historically we haven't gone as long as 8 minutes on people's candidate statements ever before. What's on the agenda at this point is increasing the amount of time that's on the agenda to either 15 or 25 minutes for that part of the presentation and discussion of the candidates. So we'll take Jan's as a substitute. I think Jan was to increase that amount of time to 5 minutes per candidate.
You have hands up. I don't know if you see them.
Mr. Chair, Bill.
Okay, yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right. Beth, your hand back up. And then I see Colleen.
I don't have any way to take my hand
down. Okay, fine. All right. Try star nine.
Star nine.
It just puts it up again and again and again.
All right, fine. Bella, go ahead.
And then Colleen. Yes. Mr. Chair, can you take a stroll poll so that we don't continue spending time on this? We need to read the mission statement and that we need to start the meeting. I mean, you know.
So unfortunately, I'd be happy to take a straw poll about that. So I was trying to do earlier. We are still in the process of approving the agenda, actually, just so everybody's clear what the business before us. Paulina?
Yeah, I was just going to say that maybe people who plan on being candidates, maybe they should say how much time they need, just like Eric did. He said how much time he needs to read what he has prepared. Maybe other people could do the same, and that way we could just round that up.
I have a point of information, Chair.
Lawrence. Go ahead. Lawrence, what's your question?
Is it within procedure to have a straw poll before actually going to a vote? Or wouldn't it be more concrete to go to a vote instead of having a straw poll?
Yeah, the idea was trying to save some time, but it's very hard to save time with this body. Everybody has to say their piece. We're just going to go to a vote on Jan's motion to restrict the candidate statements to 5 minutes each, which would probably serve to lengthen the time in the agenda for that part of the agenda. So just call the roll on that question. And if that's defeated, then we'll go to Eric's.
So extending the statement time to be 5 minutes per candidate, should we add a Q&A time for the...
No, the amendment is to restrict, lower the 8 minutes that Eric requested to 5 minutes by Jan.
Oh, the amendment. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Amendment to five. Michael Adler?
Pass.
Alan Beek?
Alan, speak up. Alan, you're being asked to vote on whether to limit candidates to 5 minutes.
I vote yes.
Thank you, Fred Blair.
No.
Thank you, Sandy Childs.
Yes, maximum five.
Thank you, Bella DeSoto.
No.
Thank you, Eric CJ or Jan Goodman.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Eric C. Jacobson.
No.
Thank you, Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Thank you, Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Thank you, Barbara Marbach.
Yes.
Thank you, Rob Macon.
Yes.
Thank you, Robert Payne.
In the chat, Payne wrote he votes against any extension of meeting time. I don't know if that's relevant to this. And we can't hear you, Robert. If you're still on the phone, please speak up on the amendment.
That's with a point of order. It's not a legitimate vote if the rest of us can't hear it.
In order to open
a legal vote.
It's not. I'm sorry, Beth. It's not a vote at all because it's not on the point that's under discussion. I have
okay,
to speak
pass.
Up if he's on the phone.
Lydia Ponce?
No.
Thank you. Sorry, I got a little lost in my, okay. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas.
No.
Thank you. Paul Roberson is not on the call unless he joined us. Janine Roan is a no. Mansoor Sabah is not on the call. Oscar Ulloa.
No.
Thank you. Polina Vasiliev.
No.
Thank you. Beth Von Guten?
No.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Thank you. Kiana Williams?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to Michael Adler. I'm sorry. I think I lost your vote.
He passed.
I passed it. Oh, I'm going to vote. What is the vote now?
To restrict
how many for and against?
I've actually lost my calculation right now. I'm sorry to say.
I have
eight.
Bella,
eight yeses, 10 noes right now.
Okay, and I'm the last vote. Has anyone? No one else has passed.
No.
Payne hasn't had an express vote.
Okay, I'm going to vote yes to restrict.
Payne voted
yes
in the chat.
No, in the chat, he voted against any extension of meeting time. That's not relevant to the discussion. It's not what's being voted on.
I just, did Michael Adler vote yes?
Yes, he voted yes.
Thank you.
Point of order again, Beth.
Go ahead.
It's not audible. It's not a vote. It's not a legal vote. In order to be a legal vote in a board meeting in California or under California law, it has to be audible to everyone. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. But it's not germane because his vote, he did not vote audibly or in the chat. He's not voting on what's up for discussion, which is whether to restrict the candidates to 5 minutes. Thank you. I believe that was defeated. We're going to go on to the amendment to extend the discussion.
Michael, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I read back these votes? Because I have
okay.
10 and 10.
Okay.
And Michael did not vote. Michael Novick did not vote.
So I have Michael Adler, yes. Alan, yes. Fred, no. Sandy, yes. Bella, no. Jan, yes. Eric, no. Avelia, yes. Ali, yes. Barbara, yes.
Yes,
Rob, sorry. Was someone correcting?
She's ratifying the yes, that's all. Go on.
All right. So Barbara is a yes. Rob is a yes. Lydia is a no. Lawrence, no. Rocio, no. Janine, no. Oscar, no. Polina, no. Beth, no. Harvey, yes. Kiana, yes. So that's 10 and 10.
Yeah, so 10 and 10 defeats it. We're going to go on. I just want to point out to people.
Excuse me, point of order, Chair. You did not vote. So why?
I don't have to vote. A 10-10 tie defeats the motion. It's defeated. We're going on. Please don't interrupt me again. I want to point out to the body that we wasted more time voting on that than we would have spent just having the 3 minutes. We're moving on to the question of extending the time for the candidate presentations and discussion to 25 minutes from 10, adding 15 minutes to the agenda. Is there any further objection to that?
Janine, to the issue is we don't know how many nominees there are. So I just wanted to address that somehow.
Okay. We'll take that as a point of information. Do we know, anyone know who's being put into nomination, want to say? We obviously, Mr. Jacobson anticipates being nominated.
Can I amend to say that it's 8 minutes without a time restriction on the meeting? I don't know how many people would vote for that. But
I'm sorry. We're looking at the request for information for how many nominees there are. Let's deal with one thing at a time, please. Does anybody know who else is being nominated for the position of PNB director at this meeting?
Point of order. If I could be recognized.
What's your point of order?
The point of order is that we could take nominations from the floor. I don't think we need to have a list of candidates, because that, I think, defeats the opportunity of a candidate volunteering and also of a candidate being nominated from the floor. So
thank you. This does not preclude anybody being nominated. We're trying to get a response to the question of how many candidates there might be to determine how much time to allocate. That's why the question was raised. Well, I will say I intend to nominate Lydia Ponce. So that's at least two candidates. Do we know of anyone else who's being nominated? Who wants to put themselves forward?
Michael, Fred Blair here. I nominate Eric Jacobson.
Yeah, we assumed Eric was a nomination already because of the earlier discussion.
I would like to nominate Rob Macon. And I would like to have him, you know, seated first, obviously, and then I would like to nominate him.
I have a request for information, Chair?
Yes.
Does Robert Macon meet the criteria?
Because yes, he's been on the board for more than a year.
He's been on the board a couple of times, but I don't know if it's been for more than a year, Jen.
A total of more than a year. Yes,
he does not meet the criteria.
Excuse me, Bella, you're not recognized. Please don't speak out of turn. Ask for the floor if you want it. Jan, can you provide some documentation, or Rob, if you're interested in the position?
I would like to ask Rob Macon. I'm sure he has it more in detail.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please don't speak out of turn without recognition either, Jan.
You just asked me a question.
No, I said, can you please provide documentation? I will repeat what I said.
I said. Okay, yeah, I answer. Will you call on me to answer?
Yes, you did, Michael.
Excuse me. I'll repeat what I said. I said, Jan, can you provide documentation or Rob?
Mr. Chair, may I please answer the question?
Go ahead.
I cannot provide documentation at this very instant. However, I suspect that Rob Macon can. And I would like to ask if he is willing to run if he would provide documentation. And I believe all he would have to say is, I was on the board for this period to this period and this period to this period. And then that would be documentation. But I personally, at this instance, do not have documentation.
Okay,
and
thank you.
I would propose, wait a minute, excuse me, I'm not finished. And I would propose that if you require documentation, that we postpone this vote until we can document it. Because
Chair Lawrence,
this is
to the staff.
Supposed to be a Democratic election, and we would like to have all possible people who would be interested in running to run. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, hang on a second, Lawrence. I want to recognize Rob and see if he can recall how much time cumulatively he has spent on the LSB. Rob, can you, and if he's willing to run.
Yeah, well, first of all, yes, I am willing to run. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay, yeah. As far as providing the documentation, I keep all of my documentations in a file, so I would have to go and refer to the files because I'm not even sure when the elections were, but I do have that information. So I'm pretty much like Jan. I need to go back and refer to the information, and I can give you a better accurate account of how much time I served on the board.
Okay, thanks. Lawrence, you added some point of information, you said?
Yeah, my point is, in the bylaws, I believe it says one consecutive year of service. So I don't know. I know Rob has been, and I definitely do not want to disenfranchise anybody, but I just want to make sure that we could codify that information, and that is one consecutive year according to the bylaws. So...
Let me check. I don't
Jan Goodman, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Jan.
I do not believe it says one consecutive year. It says 1 year. However, somebody can actually look this up.
I'm looking at it right now. Hang on a second.
Thank you.
Any current delegate of any class of members may nominate any other current delegate of any class of members serving the same radio station for the office of director, provided the nominee has served at least 1 year as a delegate for that radio station. Said nomination shall be given in writing to the recording secretary of the radio station by December. Well, that's December 31st. That's not in terms of filling vacancies, but it's the same. So it's just 1 year total. It doesn't specify that it's the immediate year before nomination. In any case, the possibility of three nominees is what we're looking at. We're not at that point in the agenda. We'll get to it when we get to it. It was only addressing the question of how many people might be nominated, so we might have three.
Janine, with a point of information.
Go ahead, Janine.
What was it about the recording secretary? Could you go back to that portion?
It's not relevant. That's when nominations are made in December for the full position. It doesn't apply in this case. But the qualification is 1 year served on the local station board. So we'll have to try to check on that. But in any case,
Jan Goodman, I have a solution to this problem. So we don't take up a lot of time. May I speak?
Go ahead.
And that is that we can vote. And the documentation, if Rob Macon wins, then we can look up the documentation and either
the next person
in line.
Okay, Jan, that will come up when we get to the nominations. So right now, we're dealing with the agenda and the approval of the agenda. We think there are likely going to be three nominations. That was just a point of information to determine how to deal with the agenda. Let's finish that business, and then we'll get to nominations, and you can take up the measure then.
Okay, thank you.
First of all, we have to authorize the vote even. So let's try to do this in an orderly fashion, please. So what's on the agenda at the moment, or what's up for business, is extending the period of time for the candidates to speak and for some Q&A possibly to 25 minutes. Does anybody want to change that total or object to that? Okay, hearing none.
I don't think it's going to be enough time for Q&A. If there's three candidates plus Q&A, it'll be more than 25 minutes.
Eric, I agree. Back, Michael.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Eric.
I'd like to propose enlargement to, say, 40 minutes, because if other candidates also take 8 minutes, then that alone is 24 minutes.
I second.
Okay. Other objections to that? Proposal to amend the agenda to extend that period to 40 minutes from 10. There will be an additional half hour of meeting time. Okay, hearing none, we'll incorporate that into the agenda. Any objections to the agenda as amended, including the reading of the mission statement? Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed. So the next
I didn't hear the time on the agenda for nominating candidates.
It's been extended. Okay, the nomination is brief. The presentation by the candidates in the Q&A has been extended from 10 minutes to 40. And the agenda was approved. So the next item of business is the reading of the mission statement.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. I have it in front of me unless someone else wants to read it.
Go ahead. Just go ahead and read it, please.
Thank you. The Pacifica mission statement: to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sufficient, sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and earn energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting and operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of a conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonism. In radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. The Pacifica mission statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item of business is approval of the excused absence request. I know there was one from Paul Roberson. Were there any others?
I don't see any. Oftentimes, I'm not the one that gets CC'd on it, but...
Move acceptance of Paul Roberson's request.
Thank you. Any objections to approving Paul's request for an excused absence? Hearing none.
What was that? Any objections to what?
The excused absence request from Paul Roberson. He's traveling. He's out of the country. He didn't think he'd have access to the internet. He said if he was able to, he would join us.
Michael, a few minutes ago, yes. I heard Paul trying to be recognized in the background when you were speaking.
I did too. I think that was him.
Okay, I'm seeing a couple of telephones that are not identified. I have a call-in user one and a 248 number. Is Paul on the call? Lawrence, your hand is up. Is that just raised from before, or did you want to speak?
Yeah, I wish to speak, but it's not on this.
Okay, second time asking for Paul Roberson. If you're on the call, please speak up. Otherwise, I think we're going to grant your excused absence request, or if you join us later, then obviously you'll be present. All right, hearing nothing, I hear no objection either to an excused absence if Paul is indeed absent. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that that the results of the election, that board members be notified by Monday afternoon, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because there is an emergency PNB meeting on Monday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I just wanted to make that request. Or if I have to make it into a motion, I will.
Well, there's an authorizing motion for the election. That'll come up in a moment. John Gary in the chat says, depends on how fast the ballots come in and how quickly they can be counted. The authorizing motion gave 12 noon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that is the next item of business, which is the authorizing motion. I'll read it for the record and for the people who haven't seen it. Whereas KPFK Director Jim Osborne has resigned from the LSB and PNB, and the Pacifica bylaws provide that director vacancies, quote, shall be immediately filled for the remainder of the term by a director elected by the delegates from that radio station, unquote. And as the global pandemic has restricted in-person meetings, but the LSB has voted to authorize both digital telephonic meetings and electronic submission of materials, therefore resolve that an IRV, that's instant runoff voting election, shall be conducted via electronic mail to fill the vacancy with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and John P. Gary III serving as teller. Further resolve that all currently serving KPFK delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions via email on Sunday, September 12, 2021, and that the polls shall close on Monday, September 13, 2021 at 12 noon Pacific time. The chair of tellers will distribute a tally result to all voters soon after the tellers agree on the election result, and the delegates may ratify the result or a more final result when they next meet. So that's the motion as it stands. I don't know if somebody wants to officially move it, and then if there's amendments, we can take them.
So move, Bella.
Okay. Is there a second?
Seconded by Paulina, and I would like the floor to make an amendment.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure if Lawrence had an amendment based on what he was saying first, but if not...
No, Chair, I'm okay with that authorization request.
Okay, what's your amendment, Paulina?
I would like to amend the noon cutoff to 10 a.m. Pacific time in order to give the tellers at least a few hours to do the count by the time proposed by Lawrence, which is 1 p.m. I think it would be very pushing it to expect them to finish it in 1 hour.
I second that amendment. I don't know.
10 a.m.
Okay, is there an objection to a 10 a.m. Tomorrow cutoff? That would be about 23 hours or less at this point. Okay, hearing none, we'll make the cutoff at 10 a.m. I think most people will probably vote today or as soon as the meeting ends or during the meeting or whatever they want to do. Okay, any objections to the motion as amended then with the 10 a.m. cutoff tomorrow?
What is the motion we're objecting to?
The motion is in the agenda you were sent. It's not, nobody objected to the motion. They wanted to change the timing. It's an authorization motion to vote by email because we don't normally do that. It bases it on the fact that we're conducting the meeting electronically. We've authorized electronic or telephonic meetings, digital meetings, and we've authorized electronic submission of materials, which in this case would be the ballot going back and forth. And that we'll be sending, you'll be getting a ballot. You'll be sending it to the tellers by 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, so hearing no objections to that as amended, that's in place. The next item on the agenda is public comment. And we've divided the public comments into two periods, one now and one after the nominations. If there's someone who can check possibly in the KPFTX records as to the meetings that Rob Macon has attended, that would be helpful. So we're taking public comment. Let me come back to that screen. Are there members of the public that wish to speak? I see a hand from Myla Reeson, Michael Heitz. Yes. Okay, we didn't appoint a timekeeper, but normally we do 90 seconds for public comments. Can someone keep track of that?
I'd like to ask that someone else keep time. I'm trying to find out about Rob Macon.
Sure, thank you. Vercio, could you keep time on this, 90 seconds per speaker?
I will do my best. I haven't done
okay, this. Thank you. All right, thanks. Okay, so Myla Reeson, Michael Heiss, and then I have Colin User 1 for public comment. Go ahead, Myla.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'd just like to say that I implore all representatives of listeners to honor the will of KPFK listeners who voted to amend the bylaws. And I think it's very undemocratic that Pacifica Foundation was using listener money to pursue litigation to thwart the will of the listeners. Thank you.
Thanks. Michael Heiss is next, and then I have Colin User 1 and someone dialing in on a 614 area code. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, thank you. I just want to clarify, because I haven't really delved down into the bylaws and whatnot, that what's under discussion now is to replace the person who resigned for PNB only, and for that person's LNB seat, there is a different discussion and procedure. Am I correct in that, please?
Yeah, the procedure on filling LSB vacancies is that the next person on the candidate list that was not elected would be the person to fill the vacancy. So that is Rob Macon, and it's basically automatic. Rob was the next runner-up, and Rob is participating in this meeting. The PNB seat must be elected. The fact that Rob is filling a seat that LSB member served as a director does not matter. There has to be an election for the director seat if there's a vacancy. So that's basically what we're doing today, is filling that vacancy on the PNB. And there is a PNB meeting scheduled for Monday, which is why we felt it was particularly urgent. But the bylaws say vacancies should be filled immediately by the delegates.
So thank you. I understand that. But for the LSB seat, is that for the term of the person who resigned, or would
yes.
it be filled within the next election? Since
no,
we have right to voting, that would be easy.
It's filled at the time of the vacancy by the next person ranked in the previous election, and it's filled for the duration of the seat. So,
okay. What is the duration of this gentleman's seat?
It's through the next year. It's not a term that's ending in December. It's a term that ends December of 2022. Next person up is call-in user one. And if, Myla, if you could lower your hand. Okay, somebody did. Thank you. Call-in user one, go ahead.
Okay, thanks very much. You know, there are two classes of members in Pacifica, listeners and staff, and that has been clearly stated in the bylaws since 2003. It is also stated in the bylaws that when there are changes or proposed changes to the conditions or the rights of members, that that member class has a right. I think the language is, has an adverse effect. That class of members has a right to vote. So staff voted no by a greater percentage than listeners voted yes. Both classes must agree. So the New Day Pacifica, aka the Pacifica Restructuring Project, aka whatever else they come up with, lost on that referendum. We've now spent 2 years and more than $200,000 because people will not use the system that we have that allows bylaw amendments. They will not use that system. They prefer, in fact, to try to go straight to the top and take away other people's rights. It's not going to work. It's a waste of time and energy. Let's rebuild Pacifica. Some of your neighbors don't know that Pacifica exists. That $200,000 y'all just wasted is costing us possible listeners. And to go around now complaining, oh, we're being sued because we're going around lying about the result.
Okay. Thank you. That was your time.
That's time. Thank you. I have someone calling in at 614, and then
that's me. That's Harvey Wasserman.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're not here for public comment. You just.
I am. Yes, I'm here.
Harvey, no, you can't. I'm sorry. Board members don't make comment during public comment. So if you have something to say, you'll be saying it as a board member later on in the session. Thanks. Andrew Weiss is next. Can someone rename the 614 so we're clear that it's Harvey? Thank you. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Chair Michael. Greetings, all. This is Andrew Weiss, KPFA listener, sponsor, sustainer, monthly sustainer. I totally agree with the last caller who just spoke. And thank you for making clear the result of the bylaws referendum election that just occurred, and that was decided fairly and squarely according to the rules of Pacifica elections and the bylaws. And I agree with the last caller that we should move on and accept the results, be adults, and not be sore losers, and try and change the election after it happened, and accept the results once again, and move on with the results. And I expect, and that is with the current bylaws in place, and I expect that the RLSB, Local Station Board, and the entire Pacifica network support that and work with the results as they occurred, which was the defeat of the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendum. And I think we should end that discussion and move on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there additional public comment from members of the public on the call? And Andrew, if you can lower your hand, please. Harvey, we're getting a lot of sound and noise over your line. Can you please mute? Thank you. Okay, I see calling user one still has a hand up. I'm not sure if you want to. Sue Cohn is asking for the stack. Go ahead, Sue. Unmute yourself.
They didn't complain when they elected board LSB members with a separate class for staff. And that's it. Thank you.
Thanks. Colin, did you want additional time? Colin,
if it's available, certainly.
Okay. Yeah, there is time because we have up to 15 minutes for listener comments at this point, and I don't see any other listeners wanting to comment. Go ahead.
Okay. So thank you. Go around the country now soliciting money, more money from Pacificans, you know, and whining that you're being sued after the hell that you have dragged us through for the past 2 years is more than a little hypocritical. The fact is, you should not be stating in email and on air that you won an election that you lost. You know, that's not how that works. And if you're interfering with Pacifica's ability to do business, and you know that you are, there's a court case that is public record detailing this, you should cut it out. That's why Pacifica sued you, because this organization has a right to protect itself. We have been dragged through the courts with bogus lawsuits coming out of Berkeley, you know, repeatedly. Now, this one may be coming more out of LA, but it's still nonsense and a waste of our time and energy. Cut it out. Work with the rules we have. I guess that's why some of y'all are on the board and more of y'all are running for the board. So you can't have it both ways. You lost, move on. Do I have more time? I wanted to add one point.
I think Sue has a hand up again, so let her speak.
I can wait. I can wait.
Go ahead, Sue.
Oh, there's always been a staff caucus, and that's all.
I'm sorry, staff caucus where?
Within the voting membership of KPFK, a staff caucus for hiring a GM, a staff caucus for voting on LSB members, everything.
Okay, thank you. All right, calling user one.
So thank you. I remember Rob Macon's name from way back. And I know he's inherited previous terms before, but it seems to me that since many people on the board, including the person who nominated him, knew or should know or should have known that there's a one-year requirement, I don't understand why we come to a meeting and we're proposing putting someone up as a candidate without having documented their service. That does not seem to be a responsible position to adopt. And this isn't directed at Rob, but it's saying that if you knew there was a one-year requirement before the person would be eligible to serve, why wasn't that documentation provided before? I don't think the name should appear on the ballot until that documentation is provided. So someone may want to reconsider the motion just passed and amend it to say, Rob, please send us this documentation, you know, by, I don't know, 6 o'clock or whatever time, you guys, I'm not going to do the math out there, so that the ballot can go out with only the names of people who are known to be eligible. Otherwise, I think that's a corruption of the process. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, the next order of business is PNB director candidate nominations and statements, and we have 40 minutes for that. So first we'll ask for nominations.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to make a statement.
Your bandwidth is poor, Lawrence. You're breaking up. Maybe cut your video and just use the audio.
Is this better?
Yes.
Thank you. So I would like to make a motion that depending on documentation that is submitted for the candidacy of Rob Macon, that documentation be submitted ASAP, maybe by the end of this meeting or by Monday morning. That would definitely inform us as to a candidate meeting criteria. So
moved, Bella.
I'm sorry. Just on a point of order, I think if you're asking for the documentation, it has to be before the ballots go out, and the ballots need to go out well before tomorrow morning. So
okay,
be more specific.
Jan Goodman, may I be
hold
heard?
On, please.
Hang on a second, Jan. Somebody else is speaking.
Okay, thank you. So I would suggest that the documentation be provided by 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time today.
Okay, thank you. Bill, are you still seconding that?
Yes, I second that.
Okay, Jan, you wanted to speak? Jan, you have to unmute yourself.
First of all,
First of all, it didn't even occur to me that one would need documentation for Rob Macon because he's been on the LSD for well over a year. Second of all, the documentation process is something that the secretary of the LSB would be responsible for. It's certainly not something that anybody else would be responsible for. And with all due respect to Serene Roberts from New York, this is something that the secretary.
Yeah, I have a point of order.
I'm sorry.
And not anybody else.
Okay, thank you.
I have a point of order, Chair.
I heard that. I'm trying to get you to speak. What's your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
Okay. According to the bylaws, a listener does not have to identify themselves when giving public comment.
I thought you finished, Jen.
And a point of order does get to interrupt the speaker if the chair acknowledges
that.
No, that
is not.
So I just want to state that. Well, look at the bylaws.
I'm not clear what the point of order was. Jan, I thought you were finished.
Well, the point of order is that Jan has a habit of calling people's name out when they have not identified themselves. And
okay, thank you.
Anonymity is guaranteed in the bylaws for public speaker. Thank you.
Jan Goodman, may I continue and respond?
Go ahead.
First of all, to respond to Mr. Reyes's just previous point, what the bylaws say is that people do not have to identify themselves. It does not say that anybody else cannot identify them. That is 1,000% clear. If there was a police agent on the phone, we would be able to identify them and tell them, and people would be grateful. It is anonymous that people don't have to identify themselves. And I'm glad that Ms. Roberts is interested in the LSB, but it's just, she has a right to speak. It doesn't say that you can't, but it's totally okay to identify her as somebody who's from New York and not from Los Angeles.
That's your main point.
Second of all, now back to the point here. Back to the point that I wanted to say is that there are enough people on this board that have been on the LSB long enough to know that Rob Macon has served over a year. And this is just a red herring that's going to waste people's time, and it's going to waste the secretary's time, because that is the person who would be responsible for documenting this. And third of all, I would like to propose that rather than wasting anybody's time at this moment, if Rob Macon is not successful in winning, that if he is elected, then the secretary would look up and verify his election. It does not hurt, especially because
time
check.
Instant
runoff voting. It doesn't hurt to have him on the ballot because we have.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Goodman. You made your point.
Thank you. Okay.
Bella DeSoto is next. She has her hand up. Lawrence, is your hand up again, or you just didn't lower it?
Yes, it is, Jeff.
Okay, after Bella. Bella, go ahead.
Okay, so Jen Goodman is out of order, and what the motion that just passed is to be very fair to everyone. Is not personal against the individual running, is that all candidates proposed and considered must meet the same necessary threshold. And if we do not do that, then we are violating the very rules that we are supposed to uphold. So it has absolutely nothing to do with any individual. It is the rule, it is the process, it is the procedure. And that, let's go with that. And Jan continues to make us waste time, please. And I also wanted to add that Mr. Michael Adler was the prior secretary, he would be in a best position to research his notes and his archive and then share it with our current secretary. Between the two of them might be able to get this done. Otherwise, it falls, the onus falls on Robert Macon. He knew very well that he needed to have this information if nominated. Right. So let's move on. Thank you.
Point of information, Janine.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question, Janine?
I'm just letting you know that I'm searching. There is no, it's going to take a little bit of time unless Rob Macon can let me know the dates to check. If he himself can give me dates to check right now, I can go into KPFTX and check the dates.
Okay, Rob hasn't signed up and he hasn't spoken yet.
Can I have 2 seconds here?
Sure, go ahead, Michael.
I have gone back to the old roll sheets that I had from 2018 and 2019 and have verified that Rob was on those lists for over a year.
Okay, thank you. So the question then is moot. We have the documentation.
He was on the list from March of 2018 through April of 2019.
Thank you. So that is a year of service on the local station board.
And it's more than that, but that's what I...
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to move on to the nominations.
I got my hand up.
Yes. Is that to make a nomination?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think that we're having these board members that do nothing on this board. Anyway, so my nomination is for Lydia Ponce. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Lydia, are you still on the call? Do you accept the nomination?
The host will be informed that you would like to speak.
This is Alan Beek, and I wish to nominate myself.
Yes, I accept the nomination.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have two nominees so far, Lydia Ponce and Alan Beek. Are there any other nominations?
Could Fred be
now be the time to make your actual nomination?
Could Fred be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Fred.
I'd like to nominate Eric Jacobson.
Thank you. Eric, I assume you accept because you said you wanted to speak for 8 minutes. So.
Yes, I accept.
Thank you.
Excuse me, can I just nominate Rob Macon also?
Yes, please.
I'd like to nominate Rob Macon.
Thank you. Rob, I assume you do accept the nomination? I don't hear, but I saw him a minute ago. Rob, you still there? He's not muted. I'm assuming he does accept. So we have four nominees so far. Lydia Ponce. Yes, Milo said in the chat he already accepted.
Mr.
Lydia Ponce. Hang on a second, please. Let me just reiterate the nominees so far. We have Lydia Ponce, Alan Beek, Eric C. Jacobson, and Rob Macon. Billy wanted the floor.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I just want to make sure that Rob Macon accepts via voice. Mr.
Yes,
Chair?
I accept.
Yes, he did say earlier that he accepted when it was raised outside.
He just said it again right now.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Happened?
Are there any further nominations? Okay, I don't hear any people okay with going... I don't know, alphabetical order, the order of nominations, what's people's preference?
Jerry, this is we're nominating people to the national board. So it's...
Jan, you're not muted.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, are we okay with alphabetical order? In that case, Alan Beek would go first. Alan, do you wish to speak on your own behalf? Alan Beek, do you want to speak on your own behalf as a nominee for the position of PNB director?
Is this Alan? The time to make a speech?
Yes, this is the time.
I have had experience with corporations. I incorporated health care for all, the California single payer universal health care bill. We are attacked by the people who want to change our bylaws because we have chaotic and incoherent and noisy meetings. I know how to keep our meetings in order. I advocate doing our communication mainly by email. Emails you have time to read ahead of time, and you know what they're saying. There's no problem hearing them, and people are much more careful in their wording when they have to write an email. So I urge that we make our motions, if we're going to make it a meeting, ahead of time and send them by email to every member of the meeting so they will know what we're doing when we get there and won't have to waste any time talking about it. I think that maximum use of emails is the secret to having efficient operations in our management. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Alphabetically next, I believe, is Eric C. Jacobson.
Thank you, Michael. I'm a lawyer by trade who has since the year 2000 confined my practice to civil rights and other public interest and volunteer causes, helping the Pacifica Foundation among them. For a summary of my legal work supporting one of Pacifica's most capable executive directors' attempt to keep her job in 2014, Google my LA Indy Media article titled "Summer Reese is the Pacifica Foundation's Abe Lincoln." Over a dozen years, I conducted civil rights impact litigation practice aimed at ending California's barbaric system of mass incarceration and oppression instead of rehabilitation of parolees. To back up a little bit, in November 1980, I was galvanized into 4+ decades of progressive political activism by Ronald Reagan's election to the presidency. During my third year of law school in 1981, I, quote, reported for duty, unquote, in the old John Kerry phrase, as an intern to Berkeley, Oakland, Representative Ronald V. Dellum's field office located in Oakland's main post office building. Nowadays, the late great anti-war, anti-apartheid icon is best known as the man who mentored and made way for his prophetic successor, Representative Barbara Lee. Representative Lee's recent full, quote, vindication, unquote, as the LA Times put it, for her lone vote in Congress against authorizing the Afghanistan war following 9/11 should inspire Pacifica to revitalize our historic tradition of fearlessly amplifying unbought voices of dissent to the powers that be at times of moral crises. At its best, Pacifica Radio broadcast network serves as an island of public interest sanity in what I call, not so affectionately, our, quote, not great society, unquote. I realize I'm essentially preaching to the choir, but feel compelled to bluntly assert that we have a very big responsibility. Since my own childhood in the early 1960s, except for advances in social liberalism and diversity, America has otherwise been on a right-wing led, but shamefully bipartisan, but alas, shamefully bipartisan, long march toward American oligarchy and now alarmingly neo-fascism at home and imperialism abroad in the form of support for repressive capitalist client states in the global South, endless actual wars there, and endless Cold War with Russia and China. A key part of the beauty and vital importance of Pacifica is that it has amplified and broadcast the voices of almost all of those reformist to radical critics, resistors, and in some conscientious objectors to these arch conservative trends that, for complex reasons, have somehow managed to temporarily, but I submit not permanently, prevail in the arena of America's macro politics and government. I say Pacifica has aired, quote, almost all, unquote, those voices of dissent advisedly, because as I put it in my 2019 LSB candidacy statement, and this was one of my three major platform planks, quote, there are distinguished radical voices, such as that of philosopher and psychologist Eric Frome, that Pacifica never airs, unquote. If you haven't read him, start with his 1956 classic book, The Sane Society, and go from there. I also say conservatives have, quote, temporarily but not permanently prevailed in our nation's macro politics advisedly, because I still vividly recall and subscribe to something I heard a political hero of mine say from inside Moscone Center in his nationally televised speech to the Democratic National Convention in San Francisco in 1984, using the term generation loosely to describe both his own silent generation born in the 1930s and early 40s, as well as World War II born baby boomers. Gary Hart said, quote, our generation wept at the deaths of John and Robert Kennedy and of Martin Luther King. We grieved at the tragedies of Vietnam, and we were dismayed at the travesty of Watergate. But this generation also marched together in movements that altered the face of American history, the civil rights movement, the women's movement, the environmental movement, the peace movement, and we will make history yet again. For the rest of his peroration, Google my LA Progressive article. Has anybody here seen my old friend Gary? Pacifica's archives attest to its role as a chronicler and to some degree catalyst for these movements, a role we can and must play again as old and new generations now seek to bend the arc of history toward justice anew. If elevated to the PNB, I will continue seeking to fulfill the commitments I made when running for election to this body 2 summers ago. First and foremost, I am committed to retaining and strengthening Pacifica's organizational integrity as an indivisible, five-city, five-station, one-network foundation, and working constructively with our colleagues to continue getting our fiscal and operational houses in order, including substantially increasing our listenership and donations by finding stellar on-air radio talents who give eloquent, authentic, indignant voice to public interest sanity. For example, we need our own Mike Malloy, indeed, one, two, many Mike Malloys of varying races, creeds, color, and gender. Over my 19 months tenure, I've served on the LSB's governance committee and as our LSB's representative on the PNB's audit committee, as well as on the PNB Development Task Force. In the latter capacity, this past February, I completed and shared with task force members a detailed proposal to operationalize my other major LSB candidacy platform plank, no strings attached fundraising, from what I described as the, quote, possibly real, possibly mythical figure known as the left liberal billionaire. A few do exist. In closing, 37 summers ago in 1984, I also had the privilege of standing in the back of the floor of Moscone Center in San Francisco during Jesse Jackson's address to the Democratic National Convention. One of his stirring lines was, God isn't finished with me yet. For the same reason, I'd be honored to receive your vote and if elected to serve as one of our station's representatives on the PNB. Thank you. I'll put this in the chat if anybody's interested in reading it.
Okay, thank you. Next up would be Rob Macon, alphabetically.
Okay,
no, it would be
thank
Lydia
you.
Ponce.
Yeah, we're going alphabetically.
First name
no, alphabetically by last name. Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, who's speaking now?
Rob Macon.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you, Jan, for your support, and I look forward to working with you. Since the year 2008, when I started volunteering at KPFK, I've watched the station, particularly KPFK, raise $1 million in 2 weeks. From raising $1 million in 2 weeks to Pacifica itself, selling is practically everything it has to stay afloat. You have to wonder what happened and who's making the decisions and You know, so these are like questions you have to ask. I've been with the station, with KPFK, and with coming up with different fundraising strategies and trying to do whatever can to help the station. And I've been like one of the persons is always in the foreshadow, pushed back in the corner with I could never say anything and never do anything. All the ideals and the things that I see what's wrong and ways in different ways that I know that I could help the station, but I never had that opportunity to get out and actually exercise my potentials and say what I need to say. If I get this opportunity to be with the PMD, that would allow me to, well, first of all, you notice that I noticed that there has never been any cohesiveness. There's always been infighting, and a house that's divided can't stand. You're steady fighting all the time. Like now, I'm getting attacked, trying to keep me from this PMB. But see, that's not going to happen in my view, because see, here again, I know I've watched what's been happening for years, and I know what the problem is. I have the solutions, and I need the opportunity to show that, But again, like I said, you're steady being attacked all the time, never trying to, but it's not going to happen this time, I believe. Like I said, I get this opportunity. I'm going to show how to build this foundation back and put it back the way it was. That's what I've never had an opportunity to say what I'm saying. And again, I want to thank Jan and others who allowed me and the LSP allowed me to actually express my views. Because like I said, this is what needs to be said. I would no longer be pushed back and get kicked in the corner. So I'm going to do all I know and take to lift this foundation back up and put it back where it is. I say one of the problems is the listenership. You have to have listenership. The listeners are the ones that bring the money to the station. They're the ones that's carrying the money. The money is in the pocket, in the bank. They're the ones that's where it needs to start. Once you build that up, you get that going. I say then, once you get money, then your ideals, you can start implementing your ideals. So that's where that's the area that I like to start to begin as far as building Pacifica back up. And like I said, it's to get that opportunity. I've never had the opportunity. And I said, again, I've always been pushed back in the corner, but I don't believe it's going to happen this time because this is my time to speak, I believe. So what I'm saying, like I said, I'm going to come in again. I want to work with as many people. I want to work with the best and to help build this the station. And I don't care about people coming in talking about what all the degrees that you have. I have this degree. It doesn't mean anything because everybody came through the same door. You paid $25 most of us paid $25 to get in the station and do what you're doing. And the reason I say nobody wants to listen to that. I don't have to listen to you because you came through the same door I came through. I don't care. I have a degree just like you have a degree. We don't, we don't want to listen to. I want to listen to what you're talking about because, I know just as much as you do. And say, once we get that out of the way and start working together and start building this back up, we can. I've been here, like I said, 2008. I've never seen this station, at least KPFK, never seen this station prosper in a real comfortable setting, and that needs to change. So once we do that, then I said we can start moving forward, and that's what I want to do. I believe that when I have this opportunity to get on the PMB and speak my piece, and write and say, and then start implementing ideas, we'll start seeing changes. Thank you,
Jan Goodman. Since I'm the nominee, may I take a few moments of his remaining time to mention why I nominated him?
No, there is no particular remaining time. He spoke. Nobody else has had others. You'll be glad to speak when the we take comment from other LSB members.
Well, is it more than eight?
Next up is Lydia Ponce. Thank you.
Have we taken more than 8 minutes?
We did not assign eight minutes. We just
But we were assigned each person.
I'm sorry. You're out of order, Ms. Goodman. Please be quiet. Lydia Ponce has the floor to make her own presentation on her own behalf. That's what we're doing now.
Mr. Macon failed to talk about the fact that he has radio
good afternoon to everybody. And my confusion is I was just listening to first names, and that's the intimacy that lives in my heart and being vulnerable to make mistakes and to not know whether we are going by last names or first names. And I want to turn my camera to what I'm doing because I'm multitasking. We're learning how to do this healing lodge that's in my care in Los Angeles for MMIW. My experience is that I live in Venice that's gentrified, hyper-gentrified. Tomorrow we vote to keep our Black church 111 years as a historical site relevant to all generations moving forward, all seven generations. And boots on the ground, that's who I am. And all the controversy, I whittle it down to hurt. I whittle it down to a lot of hurt and a lot of unhealed moments where people didn't feel that they were heard. And I think that we have a lot more in common than we do not. And I think that people forget that, especially in a whole year of isolation. It compounded fear, it compounded frustration, it compounded anger. And there's a lot of us on this call that are definitely can be labeled by the younger folk as boomers, but I like to refer to us as bloomers, and that we're still growing into our eldership. And not everybody can be an elder. Elders are people who are willing to continue to learn and to continue to teach, to have the patience to teach. And those of us who are older are just stuck in stubborn ways of not listening to others and just need to try the doors open of vulnerability to be able to trust. And that's what's missing in the whole written bylaws and the preferences of campaigns and this campaign and that campaign and lawsuits. It doesn't mean anything to save KPFK, to save our community-based offering to what is really going on in our community. And, you know, multitasking is one of it, and really listening. And I've been listening. I don't respond to the emails going back and forth with a lot of hate, really, for the present and the future. And I think we need to look to what we have more in common. What I'm about, what I support, is KPFK. I want to make sure that we have relevant programming in many different languages. I was a part of the climate emergency mobilization ordinance, and it got whittled down from an office from a department to an office for the city of Los Angeles. I was 3 years patient to replace Christopher Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. So you want to talk about equity, you want to talk about social and racial justice. What I do in my day is I rise to the occasion of my day to make it better and to be a better relative for everyone. And, it's pretty hard where I live. It's very, very gentrified. And to sit in these meetings where we're trying to negotiate how we're going to be to one another, it's, to be honest, we shouldn't be wasting an hour or 45 minutes in our beginning, because we need it on the back end to finish the good dialogue, healthy dialogue, in order to keep KPFK as a community, people's radio station. So that's why I need your vote. I'm willing to listen to all sides, to everyone. And we need to stop pointing the finger, because when we start keep pointing the finger at others, we've got four pointed back at us. So let's be better relatives. We have a hoop of life, a community hoop that we need to repair in order to really come forth in a healthy way to make the hard necessary changes to keep and preserve our radio station, yours and mine. It's us and it's we. It's not them and us. It's us. It's all of us. It's going to take all of us. And I thank you for your time, and I'm very honored to be nominated, and I accept the nomination knowing that I'm walking into the fire. And we Indigenous people are not afraid of it. We embrace it. We're capable of many beautiful things. So if you give me an opportunity, it's short, 4 short months. That's all it is. It's not impossible. Everyone deserves a second and third chance if their heart's in the right place. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a query from the tellers to make sure that nominations are closed. And so I do want to check with anybody if there are any further nominations. Otherwise, we will consider the nominations closed at these four.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
I prefer that the ballots are distributed after the statements are completed. So I don't know whether I can move for that right now, whether that's something I can that we need to do, or whether we just can have a consensus that the ballots should not be distributed until all the statements are completed.
But they're completed now.
Okay,
right?
The four candidates' statements were completed. Now we're going to have some time for discussion and response from members of the local station board.
Additional public comment. Can I modify it to be when the process is complete of Q&A?
Okay.
End of the meeting.
All right. Any objections to that proposal that ballots will be sent out by the teller at the end? Are there any objections to that, is what I asked, that the ballots be sent out after the end of the discussion? Okay, hearing none, the tellers should take note that we'll wait on the distribution. The nominations have been closed, but we're going to wait for the discussion by the LSB and the public before we distribute the ballots. Is that okay, Terry? Maybe just put a thumb up or something.
Yeah, he said okay in the chat.
Okay, yeah, see you in the chat. Thank you. All right, so we're going to go to a member discussion, and then we'll have 15 minutes of listener comment. Lawrence, raise your hand is up. Did you want to speak?
Yes. So I have a question for all four candidates. I know there's been a lot of problem articulation that I just heard about the state of the station. Now, there used to be times when we would make $1 million in 10 days. And we were very involved in the community. I heard Mr. Macon say that he articulated the problems, but I did not hear a plan. So I'd like to extend that question because we have been losing listeners. And we can't get money without listeners, so we can't put the money first before the listeners. We need to expand, and we need to get back those people who we've lost. And I believe the only way we're going to do that is with relevant programming, a fresh restart in regards to programming. So my question to all four candidates is that, what is your plan? Do you have any ideas or concrete proposals to put forward in regards to developing a strategy to sustain our station and expand and bring back those people that we have lost? Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to suggest that if we do it as questions and the responses by the candidates are restricted to a minute each on their responses so we can get to other comments. Any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, Rocio, could you be the timekeeper again, 60 seconds per candidate response?
So how much time did you say?
60 seconds, 1 minute.
1 minute, sure, no problem.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, any responses to Lawrence's question?
Yeah. I'm making that point. Great, thank you.
Rob, did you want to speak? I see you lit up.
Oh, yeah. I thought somebody was speaking.
I was actually...
I'm sorry, Michael Adler, you have to mute yourself.
Okay, I go ahead. Okay, KPFK Pacifica, particularly, has an awful image. It needs to change the image. I came up with an idea that when Annielle Fields was the general manager, and I went to him and said, hey, you know, let's kind of like change this thing around. I said, you know, I came up with an idea, said changing directions. You know, instead of going downward. We want to go up, spiral, start spiraling upward. Pacifica needs that decision. It needs it because it's synonymous to lawsuits and scandals and all other things. It needs to change. That needs to change first. Once you start changing the image, and so it's just like a company with a candy bar. If they want to improve the sales of the candy bar, what they do? They change the packages. They change the image. New, improved. This new, improved. That's what Pacifica needs to do. New, it needs to change its image.
Thank you.
Wants to change its image. Okay.
Thanks. Thank Lydia had her hand up to respond. Go ahead. Lydia, you had your hand up to respond.
Yes.
You're unmuted. Yeah, go ahead.
And yes, and that's just it. It's not, I wouldn't be so cavalier to say that I'm the answer because I don't have the answer. I know other people who have been with me longer. I'd like to honor their experience. I'd like to bring that in and make sure that we don't throw away the things that worked in the recent past and really live in the moment for the present to plan for the future. We have to get out of this fundraising circuit. We need to become more sustainable. What does that mean? We can actually write the curriculum for high school students and young college students to come in and intern, and they'll have a trade. They'll have something to add to the resume, and a point upon of completion, we could definitely hire them at perhaps, and I dream and I pray, at a livable wage. That would alleviate some of the behavior, I think, too. I think that other people would be interested in having something that is contemporary to these challenging times that we live in, pandemic, being anti-war, and being
thank you, Lydia. That's your time.
Thank you.
Thanks. Alan or Eric?
Michael, this is Eric. I'll briefly address what I think the question related primarily to our challenges in terms of increasing donations and listenership. In my memo that I referenced in my statement, I was torn between two models. This idea that I have, which I don't think is entirely fanciful, of finding a very philosophically allied, super wealthy individual. One, two, or so of them would be able to solve our problems with a stroke of their pen on their checkbook. But they probably don't even know Pacifica exists. Many of them live in parts of the world. One in particular that I identify as a candidate, and there are others in this category, live in a part of the country that doesn't have a Pacifica station. So it's a matter of cultivating that relationship and seeing if it works. But the other aspect is, you know, we have been working now for months in a post Bernie Sanders presidential campaign moment.
Thank you, Eric.
May I have 10 seconds to finish that thought? The other big option that we haven't been pursuing is small donations, $27 to the vast army of left liberal people in the country who are politically homeless. Thank you.
Okay. Alan, you have a minute if you want to respond to Lawrence's question about how you would rebuild KPFK's listeners base. Alan Beek, did you wish to speak?
I spoke
Alan,
my piece.
Did you want to respond to Lawrence's question about how to restore a listenership? Okay, we're going to move on. Paulina, you had a hand up? Paulina Vasiliev?
Sorry, it took me a second to unmute. I wanted to speak on behalf of or to endorse Lydia Ponce's candidacy to the Pacifica National Board. I would like to thank Lydia for her thoughtful statement, and I think her energy, her expertise, her willingness to serve is very needed right now. I just wanted to also mention and applaud her for her work on the National Programming Committee in trying to bring indigenous voices that are already producing content that is absolutely necessary for everybody else to hear regarding the environment and the needs of the diverse indigenous communities and others, all of us relatives. And so to applaud her work and to to ask for everybody's support for her as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Janine Roan and then Bella DeSoto.
Hi, thank you. I have a twofold question. One is a bit of the elephant in the room right now is what is going to be discussed at the PNB tomorrow, which is the inaction of our GM. Sorry, can I hold off? The inaction of our GM in airing any candidate statements and what's going on with our thwarted election process right now. I would like to know what any of the candidates would proactively do to start ensuring a fair election immediately. Two is I'd also like to know, because I feel like we are at the doorstep right now of moneyed interest taking advantage of our situation. Where do you stand on grants and underwriting? Thank you.
Okay, so we'll wait on Bella to see if Candace wants to respond to that again, a minute apiece. How would you make sure the bylaws requirements for the elections are enforced? And what is your position on grants and underwriting? You want to reverse direction on that?
Yeah, I go first.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
This is Lydia Fonse, and I'm going to say that I support grants and I support fundraising because we have really had to take a keen eye to what is the benchmarks are for fundraising, because not a lot of Indigenous people will just take anyone's money because there's a lot of we're under duress and we really need the money, but we can't just sign off to put banners all over everything. So I would apply that to non-corporate entities to not even consider taking their money, to really be focused on racial and social justice and equity funding. And the other thing is, I would, as far as the programming, and I would definitely lead with putting at the top and the bottom hour some of our statements and having quite a few more platform discussions, panel discussions, and inviting all of the nominees, all of us who are looking to be seated at LSB. So I would definitely have to start making phone calls to some of this programming that is active during the day at the height hours, peak hours of the day and the night in all languages.
Thank you. Alan Beek, do you want to speak to this question of how to enforce the regulations regarding the LSB elections? And also, what your position on grants and underwriting?
I have nothing further to say.
Okay, thank you. Eric?
Yes, I recently saw a candidate's form from 2018, possibly 2019. I think it was 2018, that was presided over by Renee Pinalosa, what's her title exactly? But
NES, National Election Supervisor.
Correct, the NES. And she did a good job. She had five candidates, and she kept the questions and the presentation moving, and probably the most capable moderator I have seen in action. She could be persuaded to jump in here and run multiple forums that can be broadcast, keep the production values for radio as high as possible. One thing that I think unfortunately happens during these debates is that because they are a little bit meandering, they make bad radio at times, even though it's very important and vital for our non-online listeners to be able to listen over the air. If Ms. Pinalosa could take it upon herself to jump into this in the days ahead, before the balloting ends, I think I could be part of a solution. Grants and underwriting is a very long, separate topic. I'm against commercial underwriting of any kind and pretty much all underwriting. But the grant process, I'm out of time, but I have something else to say about it, but I'll hold it.
Rob Macon, did you want to answer that question about how to get better promotion of the elections and the question of grants and underwriting? You need to unmute yourself, Rob. Rob Macon, can you unmute? Did you want to answer that question? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Yeah, what was the first question?
The first question was about the lack of sufficient on-air promotion and candidate forums in this LSB election.
Okay. In my opinion, based on how this present election is mapped out, I think she's doing she's doing a pretty good job the quality of the election. I had no problem with it. I went straight to the questions and filled out all the information I need. As far as grants
one of the things I noticed being in the meeting, when things like grants come in, you see fireworks start shooting off, and talking about fireworks, and people are talking about how to bring money to the station. If you stay within the bylaws or within the restrictions of how underwriting and trying to obtain funds, the way it's laid out in the foundation, I think you'd be pretty good. Things would go fairly good. So that's my thought.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Bella DeSoto is next with either a comment or a question from the LSB. Bella, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hi, this is Bella. Thank you. I cannot vote for anyone that says that the current election process is going well. And I am actually shocked to hear that from someone that just got off reading a very long dissertation saying that Rene Peñalosa has been doing a great job or did a great job. It doesn't matter what a great moderator you are, but if you do not uphold the bylaws articles and sections specifically addressing a fair election provision procedure, then you are not someone I will vote for. So I am very, very concerned that the current IGM and the incoming GM have not made an effort to address this very critical governance issue. The severance of that has been going on for several years, the division between the listenership as being severed, the umbilical cord being severed from the signal area, is what has caused us great financial hardship, not just at KPFK, but network-wide. We have to associate those two areas closely. If we are not educating the listening audience about the internal governance procedure, it is no wonder that our membership, potential membership, has been so dismal because our listenership has dropped. Right. So consider those areas. Thank you.
Okay. Additional questions or comments from board members? Anybody
yes,
else?
Yes, Michael.
Go ahead.
I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead.
I'll use the Jan first.
Jan, you had said you wanted to add something to about Rob Macon. Too many screens to look at. Jan, are you still on the call? Did you want to add something about Rob Macon? I'm not sure if she's here or quiet. Go ahead, Lawrence. We'll come back to Jan if she
okay,
wants.
Okay, let me take off my video. So I just want to endorse wholeheartedly Lydia Ponce's candidacy. I see her in the community. I see her working with the marginalized, disenfranchised, and the voiceless in the community. Also, she is an indigenous advocate for water rights, land rights, the rights of the people. MMIW is Missing Murder Indigenous Woman. As we know, that's a epidemic in Indian country, in the American Indian country, where women are being taken away, murdered, and then left behind or not even found or unearthed. And that's not even in the media. So I just want to encourage you board members to really consider having an indigenous voice at the national level. We have not had one since we had an indigenous representative from the Ho-Chunk Nation from Wisconsin, who was an affiliate director. And she was a very effective affiliate director. So I encourage you to consider the fact that that demographic and those people are completely underrepresented in regards to being able to have be boisterous in regards to their voice. So I wholeheartedly endorse the Lydia Ponce. Thank you.
Thanks. I don't see Jan at the moment. Is Jan still on the call? Jan, you had said you wanted to speak further about your nomination of... Maybe she got knocked off. I'm going to call on myself. I also want to say that I support Lydia. I think that she... Sorry, he muted himself. Okay. I think Lydia joined the board and has played a very positive role since coming on, specifically around a few questions. I'm sorry, Fremont keeps making noise. I think that she's played a very positive role in terms of not just the land acknowledgement, but the spirit in which she tries to call us together as relatives and relations, and to look for the best interests of the station as a whole, the foundation as a whole. I think she'll bring that spirit to the Pacific National Board. She's already serving on two PNB committees as an LSB delegate that we elected to those bodies. So I think that that would be very beneficial to the foundation as a whole to have her voice and her energy on that Pacific National Board, having served there once myself and knowing that the effort to really bring people together is critical. I also think that in terms of some of the issues that were raised, that I appreciate, work Rob has done in the past, particularly when he came on the board and did help revive the fundraising committee. I certainly am glad he's back on the board and his voice is welcome and will be heard. In terms of the issues you raised about the direction, I think we've seen that since the period that he referred to, that KPFK's membership has been declining for quite a long time. And I think that reflects an abandonment of our listeners and abandonment of the community. And, I think that... that's what it's going to take to turn the station around and turn the foundation around, is really reviving that relationship and engagement with communities that are producing content, producing cultural expression, producing political analysis that's shaping the future. And I think that of the four candidates that are under consideration, that Lydia by far is the best in terms of helping to cement that direction for KPFK and for the Pacific as a whole. I'm done. Bella, is your hand up again, or you just didn't lower it?
I don't have a hand. Can you please put me on the stack, please? It's Jan.
Good. Yes, thanks. I called on you three times, Jan. Go ahead. You're next.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I would just like to add a few words about Rob Macon, which he did not mention that I could recall. And that is that he is, I believe, the only person who is running who has actual radio experience. And he has quite a tremendous amount of radio experience. And even though the National Board is not supposed to be a hands-on operation, in fact, it is. They're constantly being asked to do micromanaging tasks and taking on micromanaging tasks, and it would be extremely important to have someone who actually has radio experience, and he also has nonprofit and fundraising experience. And again, this is very
important. He has mentioned this, but I want to mention it again. And he is a very deep thinker, and he thinks about the issues, and he makes up his own mind, and he is an independent person, and I'm not sure why so many people on our board didn't remember, you know, his contributions over a period of time, but I do want to commend him, and he brings a breadth to back to the LSB, and he would bring real breadth back onto the PNB, and these are things that we really need. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jen. Are there further comments from board members? Otherwise, we'll go to a public comment.
This is Bella, Mr. Chair.
Yes, you did want to speak again, Bella?
Yes, please, real quickly.
Go ahead.
Wanted to say that in my remarks, my statement, we're really hinting that the one person that I can support is Ms. Lydia Ponce. And for the many reasons that have been already outlined, I mean, I believe that she is the person that would embody what I feel we need desperately at the national level. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We're going to take public comment now. We have up to 15 minutes for that. Any members of the public wish to speak on this question or any other question? Public comment is not limited to what's on the agenda. Sue Cohen has a hand up. Go ahead, Sue.
Sorry about that. I really want to know what Rob thinks we can do to rebrand or re-image KPFK. I have a few ideas, but we need really good ideas to do that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I have Andrew Weiss has a hand up, and then caller user 3.
Yes, this is Andrew Weiss. I fully agree with Lawrence Reyes, Michael Novick, and Bella DeSoto in supporting Lydia Ponce as to represent us, myself, and other members on the PNB. I'm not aware that there is currently a member of the Native American community on the board, and I think that would be very valuable and, in fact, essential to have a member of that community on the board that represents our radio station, which broadcasts to our country as the first peoples of this nation, as well as having more women on the board for balance. And I fully support her ideas of collaboration, her tone, her way of doing things, of bringing us together and working together. And I think that is the attitude and the method of operating that we need for our network and certainly at the governing body at the Pacifica National Board. And I thank her for offering to represent us. And I once again fully support her to represent myself as a member of KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller user 3.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. So I'm looking forward to hearing this new person at work. I know the person that they would be replacing had difficulty asking for the stack at PNB meetings. And for those people who are listening to meetings, it's very helpful to know who's speaking as opposed to someone who just sort of shouts out because of impulse control issues or whatever. So I'm looking forward to good behavior from whoever is elected. I don't know any of the 4 individuals personally. I think I've probably, I know I met Rob Megan, back in a long time ago. I don't even know what the others look like. So that'll be a local decision. You know the people you're working with. I am interested in people who come to Pacifica without using the word, I can do this, I am that. It really is a we operation. Everybody has an ego. Pacifica has egos with problems, and we seem to attract that. So I like the approach of what can I, and that's the only time when I is appropriate, what can I contribute to what we need to do? So please decide wisely. Don't allow someone to become a cause in and of themselves. We don't have time for that here. That's a therapy session. That's not the BNB. Thanks.
Thank you. Any additional listener comment? I don't know if any of the candidates want to respond to the listener comment. Normally we don't do that kind of back and forth, but in this case, I think some questions were raised specifically to Rob, but anybody else about the question of how to rebrand Pacifica or reimagine Pacifica or KPFK? Lydia, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, rebranding, that's a real interesting phrase, because I believe that the truth and justice and healing can't be branded. But for this station, we need the younger ones to come up with us and rebrand, reimagine, because this is part of their inheritance, this whole big globe, this big marble. And they would be better at first at social media and catching us up and with all of the technology that we don't use on our personal cell phones to begin with, let alone the radio. And as far as fundraising, I have 6 years experience having worked as assistant manager for the subscriptions department at the Hollywood Bowl. So I have a very professional voice when I need to answer phones and speak to people, especially about customer service, because that's our listeners. That's the heart of KPFK. And that's about all I have to offer. But thank you for your votes, I hope, and your words of confidence. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Other candidates want to respond to those questions? I see that Beth Van Gunten has a hand up, I guess, as a LSB comment. But let's see if there any response to the listener comments. Alan, did you want to respond to any listener comments? Alan Beek? You need to unmute yourself, Alan. I'll go on and come back down. Rob, the question actually was addressed directly to you, if you want to respond.
Were you calling on me to say something?
Yes, there was a listener comment in the public comment. One of the listeners asked what people could do to improve the image.
My platform consists of ways of making the meetings shorter and more efficient. And I think this meeting is a good example of what I want to do. There's been way too much talking that amounts to nothing, that nobody wants to listen to, and we haven't accomplished much. And I think that we can make our meetings a lot more efficient, and that's what I'm running on. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Eric?
Yes, I do want to respond to our caller, who I think was possibly referring to me personally, and point out that I was a very ardent team player in the Mimi Rosenberg called our beautiful charrette. The charrette is a word for coalition. People of different backgrounds, different perspectives. We're not all on the same page. We have different outlooks. That's why we have factions. But it was very important for us to have collegiality and teamwork. And in the first referendum, we had such teamwork. It was a really, really beautiful collaboration. And we shellacked the other side. We shellacked New Day. They got wiped out. And then when it came time to collaborate respectfully and listen to one another, including my warning to Pacifica Fight Back, that you did not have the bandwidth to discuss all of the outside macro political challenges of our time, and they are innumerable, and anti-racism is very toward the top of the list, but that we had to focus with laser intensity on contradicting New Day's horrendously propagandistic and, in my opinion, outrageous and outlandish claims and disparagements of our current Democratic bylaws, and the fact that we have climbed out of our challenges in the last several years by virtue of the very astute people that have risen through our current system to the PNB. And so, unfortunately, to our caller from New York, you know, it wasn't me who caused us to have poor collaboration. It was on your side of that ledger, and you should take some responsibility for the loss of the listener vote of the New Day referendum. It was completely avoidable. The people had no idea what they were voting for. They had no idea that people who are in our membership would not longer have any ability to influence with their votes 2 out of every 3 years the composition of the PNB, and that it was going to go to a...
Eric,
thank you.
Thank you. So there is an additional public comment, and then I have a couple of board member hands up. Hara Handala wanted a comment. I don't know if you can speak or you want me to read it. I think in the past, he's the reason.
I think she, there was,
let me scroll back up here and read it. It's very difficult to control this. It was noticeable that not one director candidate or anyone in the earlier public comment stressed that. Can somebody else try to read that? My computer does not have good enough control of the cursor to
sure, Michael, I can do that.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a comment from Hara Handala, right?
Yes.
It was noticeable that not one director candidate nor anyone in the earlier public comment stressed that what Pacifica needs today are plans and the execution. In other words, one, Executive Director Lydia Berzon has been derelict in not producing plans, and two, the national derelict in the legal sense, open parentheses, as they are the cares of the charity's assets, close parentheses, in not ensuring that E.D. Berzon has both produced plans and executed them. Plans have to be of different durations, 1, 3, and 5 years. Today, there are 4 most urgent plans, one for Pacifica as a whole, open parentheses, given that FJC only allow a loan to last 5 years, close parentheses, a financial plan to eliminate losses at KPFK, ditto one for KPFT, ditto one for WBAI. This will necessarily mean a transfer of Pacifica's fundraising from KPFA in Berkeley to allow all Pacifica stations to have a station manager, a program director, and a business manager. But can the political conditions be created for this? Not least because the breaker momentum is likely to result in them controlling the PNB and 3 LSDs, allowing them to ram through all the bylaw amendments they want that don't need a national membership vote. Created a 23rd at-large director and taking over any of KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI as emergency fiscal operations without publicly available comprehensive statements, that is policies, of what the national board wants to achieve and so what the executive director has to plan and execute. One, directors and the ED are largely unaccountable for their acts of commission and omission, and the intent of all concerned isn't trend. That is why Pacifica is largely run not as a public charity, but as a private club.
Okay, thanks. I have a whole string of hands up now. Beth Van Gunten hasn't spoken yet. And then we'll go back to public comment. And Rob, I
could have lost. Are you going to go to the stack or are you going to just stay on public comment and then go to the stack? That's what I was saying.
Okay. All right. Well, we have calling user 3 is back and then Andrew Weiss.
Hi, thanks.
I want to say that this obsession about people from New York is similar to some of the comments that we hear being made by some, you know, right-wing politicians who talk about those people from the coast, you know, the New York elites and whatever that's supposed to be code for. It's very unhealthy, but not entirely surprising. And there is a song. I won't sing it because I think having Sunday meetings 2 weeks in a row is enough punishment for you guys. But it says, "You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you." And when I listen to some of the comments being made, it is clear that we're dealing with oversized egos here. But again, please focus on sending someone to the board who will help the board operate better. That is the sole goal here. No balances are going to shift in any significant way, in any meaningful way. Those of you who've been following board meetings understand that. It's about how do we get Pacifica safe, secure, steady, growing. Each of our five stations, we need to be expanding, not shrinking. Please choose people who are about serious ethical growth for the organization, not for their posse. Thanks.
Okay, Andrew, and then Sue Cohn, and then we'll go back to one last round of LSB and move on. Andrew?
Yes.
Point of information, Chair.
Yeah.
Our overall meeting was to be 105 minutes, considering the additional for 40 minutes, and we're at 120 minutes right now.
Okay.
I would suggest that you just continue taking public comment, as all said, and at this time, to board members.
Yes, let me just ask, are we at the 40 minutes that we gave for this section? Is there some note about what time we started this section?
I do not have that note.
Okay,
let's finish the meeting.
All right, let's finish the public comment, then we'll look for a motion to extend. Andrew Weiss, I think, has the last public comment. No, Andrew Weiss and Sue Cohn, and then we'll.
Jan Goodman for the stack, a point of information.
Yeah, there's a long, long stack, Jan. Let's finish the public comment, and then we'll deal. What is your question?
Have we installed Rob Macon as a member of the LSB?
Yes, Rob was seated basically when we called the roll.
Okay.
Because it's automatic.
Okay, thank you.
Andrew, and then Sue, and then we'll entertain a motion to extend.
Yes, thank you, Michael. I want to say...
I will continue.
Thank you. I want to say some of the points raised about increasing listenership and membership. It's obvious we need to increase membership, but I think one of the most things we're overlooking right now is the greatest resource we have, which is the current listeners and the current members. I'd like to know how, and we're being left out of the picture, but we have all sorts of resources, time and energy we would like to contribute. I say we because I go to committee meetings with other listeners and I hear them stepping up and offering to help out. I'd like to hear how the any person on the PNB would reach out to the listeners, engage the listeners, what concrete ways, such as on-air forums, such as candidate forums that we can hear on air, such as reports to the listener and dialogues with the listener, preferably on a weekly basis, such as forming task force or fundraising for outreach, for programming to examine and engage the listeners and make use of their resources and see what they want and what they can offer. And I'm sure other listeners such as myself will step up if we are engaged and respected and listened to as the backbone of this organization. And I want to thank the board members for doing their part, but we need more hands on deck. So that's what I would like to use on Great Ideas. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Sue?
I'm sorry. I would just vote for the person who has the most concrete plans for improving listenership and money and is able to articulate them and execute them. Thank you. That's it.
Okay, thanks. So it was pointed out that we are at time for the meeting as a whole. Is there a motion to extend?
Chair, I have a request for information. I did not hear the secretary pointing out exactly when this item started. So I really don't think that it'll be appropriate right now to try to request an extension of time.
The extension is on the meeting as a whole. I said the meeting as a whole was set for 100 minutes and we're at 120.
Oh, okay.
We need to extend the meeting as a whole. Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up.
May I be recognized, Chair?
Okay. How long did you want to extend for, Bella?
I say 2 weeks.
Oh. Well, I say 15 or 20 minutes, and that's top.
I have an amendment.
Point of information.
Wait a second, please.
The secretary has a prior commitment at 1 o'clock.
Okay, it's 12:52. That's 8 minutes till 1.
I have an amendment.
Lawrence? Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to amend to we exhaust the stack, then we should adjourn after the stack has been exhausted.
Okay.
There's three people on the stack. Everybody okay with that? And we'll probably adjourn at 1 at that point, and the tellers will send out the ballots. Okay, hearing no objection. The stack in my mind is Beth Van Gunten, who has not spoken yet at all. Go ahead, Beth.
Can you read the stack, please? You got
Beth. Yeah, I have Bella, Beth, and Lawrence, and Beth has not spoken. Go ahead, Beth. You have to unmute yourself, Beth. Go ahead.
I wasn't muted on my end. I was muted on your end. It's important that a director have some familiarity with governance per se, as distinct from management, operations, or content, because governance is what the board does. If I'm looking for someone who understands P&B functions and dynamics. I know that Eric Jacobson often tunes in live to the P&B meetings and has done so since before my time, as well as serving on national committees. I'd like to hear how all the candidates have engaged with the P&B to this point, and what do each of the candidates see as the top priorities, top issues and priorities for the P&B for the rest of this year, which is essentially the term we're electing them for. Thank you.
Okay, Bella and Lawrence, the last two comments.
Yes.
You muted yourself, Bella.
I just unmuted myself. Thank you. Yes, Bella here. I am very concerned about this rebranding situation because the mission statement was read at the beginning of the meeting. The mission statement does not require rebranding every year or every 10 years. What we need to do is return to our mission statement, where our programming reflects our mission statement, where the efforts to outreach to the community, to bring the community back into the station, are working in tandem with the mission statement. And this is what has been ignored since October 2009, and that was the time when we had the capacity of raising $1 million in a matter of 2 weeks, three times a year. So we have to know our history. We have to understand why we are where we are and what we need to change to get to where we need to get to. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Lawrence?
Yeah, this rebranding thing, I would suggest that we prioritize the way we utilize our mission, not so much rebranding. And further, I'd like to state that Pacifica Fight Back would outspend tremendously in regards to the propaganda campaign and the lies that were fed both on air and off air. Pacifica Fight Back addressed all of those allegations. So, we also stood up for those who are marginalized, disenfranchised, and voiceless in the network. So if someone, I heard the candidate state that, you know, it was our fault, that whatever, but we fought, we put up a good fight, and we did the best that we could. And thank goodness for the staff that sustained the no vote, that it takes two classes of membership to ratify a vote. And I'm glad that the staff stood up and decided to not support the vote. I want to mention that some people have endorsed a slate that have New Day Pacifica candidates on it. I'm not going to mention which slate it is, but I think I just want to admonish my good colleague and my friend, Eric, in regards to putting the onus for the amount of money and the lies and the propaganda campaign that was engaged by New Day Pacifica in regards to we set the boat. And so I think Lydia just mentioned this, and I'm a close chair. Lydia has been on the programming committee on the national level. She has been a member of the governance committee. She also is about saving lives. And I think it, we're fighting for our life here at KPFK. So I think the urgency, not a bureaucratic kind of bureaucratic approach to governance, but a proactive, a radical approach to governance, because that's what Pacifica is about anyway. Pacifica is about expressing radical views that are not heard or seen anywhere else. So,
okay, thanks, Lawrence. There's only 2 minutes left. I'm sorry, I need to make some announcements. Thank you. So just to clarify for everybody, this is an election to fill a seat for a listener delegate director on the PNB. There are two different classes of directors, as well as everything else. We talked about the two classes. That's what's happening. Terry Goodman and John Gary will be sending you ballots, and please respond to both of them with your ballot, so there's no confusion and no difficulty and delays. We set a deadline of 10 a.m. tomorrow for the tellers to receive those ballots. The other thing I want to clarify for everybody listening is that we did have an LSB motion at our last special meeting on the finances to create a urging the IGM, Mo Thomas was on the call and did so, create a strategic planning process with the discussions among paid and unpaid staff, governance, and management. Those meetings have been happening. Some of the things that are coming out of that include an effort to call out to existing listeners and lapsed subscribers. We're getting a system of phone banking to do that. We welcome any member of the local station board who wants to be involved in that to join us. You can get in touch with me or Janine regarding that. There are a number of other steps underway to try to make sure that the station can put itself back on a financial footing. Ali Lexa, who's a member of the board and a paid staff member, is going to be producing a series of paid webinars that would raise funds. We have other there's a union appeal letter that Lawrence Reyes and I are working on, and a number of other methods underway. You'll be learning more about at our regular meeting, which is on the 19th, 1 week from today. So with that, I think we're going to wrap up. It's 1 o'clock, and we probably need to close this call out.
Michael, can I make one more announcement?
Please.
I just want to encourage everyone to listen to the PNB meeting tomorrow that is regarding the elections, because it's just important to uphold our bylaws. And I believe, Lawrence, do you know when that meeting is?
Yes, that meeting's at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and those on the left coast, 8:30 Standard Time in the elite East Coast.
There's also an election. elections committee beforehand that you're welcome to listen in on and contribute to as the public. You can find that time on KPFTX. I believe it's 2:30.
Yeah, 2:30 Pacific Standard Time. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I think we had a
Michael.
Go ahead,
Michael. Could I just interject? Could somebody save the chat?
Yes, I just saved it.
Thank
you. And we'll share with the LSB at least. So thank you, everyone. I think we had a productive and informative meeting for everyone. And please, as soon as you get your ballot, do vote. Everyone will be voting, whether they attended the meeting or not, under the motion we passed, currently serving members of the LSB. So that includes Mansour, who didn't make it here, I think, and Paul Roberson, who got an excused absence. I don't know if I missed anyone else.
Michael, this is Paulina.
Yes.
Clarification. IRB in Centrana voting means that we're ranking our candidates, correct?
Yes. IRB ballot, you can rank. There are four people running. You can rank one or all four as you wish. IRB means that if your first choice is eliminated and you gave a second choice, then your vote will go to the second choice. Pretty much.
And also, you don't have to rank anybody either. You could rank your top and not rank anyone else.
Yes, you can rank anyone from one to four. Sandy, do you have a question?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you saw me. What's his name? Boz couldn't get on the call. Can he vote? He tried, but he was on the road and his email wasn't working. Everything was down. So
yes, that's what I said. The authorization was for all current members of the board will be able to vote because it's an email ballot, even if they were not here for discussion. This was streamed, and it's presumably it's on KPFTX. It was recorded here, and we'll save the chat and get it to everyone.
Okay, thank you.
I'm almost off this call.
On the 60 or here?
Yeah, 60. Okay, I got it. Go ahead.
Back. Okay, I think we're done. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Yes.
Okay. Any objection?
No.
Hearing none. Thank you. And please respond to the emails as quickly as you get them. Thanks.